Shalom Aleichem, Sfidus friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim. We say for Ein Haya. This year should be Yischus Lili Nishmas, Yelad Elisha Chanina, Ben Yedid Navshuav, Aaron Avram. We are in Mesechet Shabbos, and Daf Yud. The Gemara says, Vamar Rabba Bar Mechasi, Omar Bchama Bar Guya, Marab, Anosim, Matana Lachaber, Tzorech Lachdiyo, Shem Radaskin, Yashem Mekadishchem. If you give a gift for your friend, to your friend, you have to tell him. As it says, to know I am Hashem who sanctifies you. And the Rav explains, Marna Rabzitzal and Einaya, that in Betamtzit, just in summation of what he says, that when the foundation of good midos in this world, of ethics, is Hakaras HaTov, is having gratitude, and therefore you should tell this person, when you give him a gift, in order that he should show gratitude. And that gratitude is something that has to grow to a greater gratitude of Hashem's gifts. And this relates to Ladas. You have to know that I gave you Shabbos, Kani Hashem Mekadishchem, that I'm Hashem that sanctified you and gave you Shabbos, because ultimately we have to appreciate the great gift of Shabbos, because Shabbos represents meaning of life, that Hashem created the world, that Hashem is behind everything, Hashem gave has a purpose. Rav writes, "Im sheyover lo adam tanugim medumim kedei lahavir shimon b'chayim einam kim latzilim meiros shchisus achayim." That people are basically bored out of their minds, and they engage in all these behaviors. They sit on Facebook for hours. They watch Netflix. They spend hours watching sports, talking about sports, reading about sports, going to music concerts, going to cafes, bars, restaurants, traveling here, traveling there. Just trying to do things in order to break the monotony of life. And but we don't have to do that. When a person has Kedusha, a person has meaning, a person has Simcha, a person doesn't look for things to break their desperation, their loneliness, their sadness, their meaninglessness, their existential angst, as they call it in Spanish. But rather, he knows that Hashem sanctifies him. As the Rav says, Yitzarti etchem b'tchuna v'chananti etchem b'emsim mevi'a k'dusha she'edam tevi'u t'etchem l'tkuda k'zot she'yu be'emet ha'tova yoter al'yona al she'edam yimshech adam l'abi'a k'rat tovato b'chol ha'drachim ha'yiter chavim me'rov tu v'simcha nizgava. So he's going to give us meaning in life, and then we're going to express our gratitude for all these great gifts he gave us. He gave us this beautiful world that we're able to serve him and get close to him and have meaning. So therefore, Dafka Shabbos, that we have to know about Ladas, we have to know that we have Shabbos, and rather we should give Hakaras HaTov. We should offer Hashem our gratitude. That's in a nutshell what the previous shtickel says. And now the Gemara goes weiter. Tanya Nami Hachi Ladaski Ani Hashem Mekadishchem Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Matan HaTov Yishli Beis Genozai V'Shabbos Shema V'Ani Mevakish Litan LeYisrael Lech V'Odiyam. So I have this beautiful gift in my storehouse, and it's called Shabbos. Go and tell them. I want to give it to the Jewish people. Go and tell them. So you see in this brisa that we were told that Moshe gave this gift to the Jewish people, and he has to tell us about it. So here says the Rav, we're in Os Samech Aros Tesvav. Hashabbat v'kedushata ein peulata shleima l'shomrei nechrat b'chol elkam miyad ki hi movila otam el matratam b'derech ha'arukah shel hazman ha'oveh le'atid. Shabbos and its kedusha is not completely... The value is not completely exhausted right here immediately, but rather it brings us on this long path from the present to the future. Yisod ha'shtalmut ha'magat la'min ha'enoshi b'chlalo l'umah yisraelit b'frat me'ashrashat ha'idiya she'Hashem yitbarach hu yotzer kol ha'oseh et kol ha'ma'asim she'mizeh yavo ha'shorash shel ha'karat ha'tova she'yuchal unam le'shtalem rak le'atid ka'asher ha'chayim yavo l'matratam ad lo yuchal ish לסתפק על הטובה השלמה של השפעת החיים כי יהיו מלאים כל טוב חומרי ורוחני. רק אז יוכל כוחה של הכרת טובה להיות למעוז לכל הליכה המוסרית. The foundation of perfection that is reached by mankind at large, and the Jewish people in specific, from taking root the knowledge that Hashem creates everything, does everything, and from there is going to be the foundation of all Akar Satov, that everything we have is from Hashem. So this can only become perfect and complete in the future, when life reaches its ultimate purpose, and then nobody will have a doubt about the great Tova and Hashpos HaChaim of Hashem, because it's going to be so good both in Gashmias and in Ruchnias. And only then can Akar Satov be a citadel for going in the moral path. V'hinei mi ze yuchal lekabel chayim shleimim she'em behem tzara v'yagon. Rak seson v'simcha v'chol tuv. Who can have life that doesn't have tzara v'yagon, that doesn't have this pain and anguish, only joy, rejoicing and happiness and only good? Rak ha'adam ha'shalem she'kana lo ha'chayim b'kdushatam. Only a person who is perfect is complete, and he has acquired life in its holiness. V'nei lulek kvar shatal Hashem itparach et koach ha'kdusha banu, ad shebetuchim banu shesof sof notzi et asher sam banu b'koach el ha'poal, lo hayta ha'shabbat yichola levienu l'tachlit ha'retzuya. Had Hashem not implanted with us this koach ha'kdusha, to the point that we're sure that in the end we are going to actualize this potential, Shabbos could not bring us to the desired purpose. Umna me'achar shenenu betuchim shekinyan ha'chaim b'kdushatam yavo lanu v'bnei sheshatal banu adon kol ha'neshamot oto ha'yitron ha'nekdash al kein anu tzrichim l'kdushat ha'shabbat la'ashrish banu et ha'koach shel ha'karat ha'tova. But since we are sure that the life in its holiness will come to us, because God planted with us this additional sanctification, therefore we need the Kedusha of Shabbos to instill within us this Koach of Akar HaTov. Ba'otofen Aram Shu Ra'ui Liyot Al Pi Godel HaTovah Shalachem B'Shleimutam, in the same way that it should be according to life, the great goodness of life in its perfection. In other words, we already have this capacity to live this perfect life, and we need the Kedusha of Shabbos to connect to that, because what is ultimately the perfect life? What is ultimately the goal? Shabbos Kodesh, Yom Shkulo Shabbos. So by now already having Shabbos, we can appreciate the future when we will live these perfect spiritual lives and have tremendous gratitude to Hashem. So it already has to start now. V'nei ha'shlemut ha'adidah shel ha'chayim ha'shlemim sh'tiyeh la'atid lavo, hi gnuza v'yidua rak le'bor'am yit'ala. That's the ganuz. It's in God's storehouse. Why is it in God's storehouse? Because the Shabbos we have now isn't the whole story. The Shabbos we have now is just a taste of the real Shabbos. Only God knows what's in store for us. Matana tova yesh li beveiz ginozai. Im kein matnata shabbat tova hi gnuza umunachat hi beveit ginozav. So therefore the Matana of Shabbos is in storage. It's stored away by Hashem. It's in his base kenazov. Umna matay tutsi ha-Shabbat et pu'ulata aleinu? Kishenayda tachlita rechoka ve'anala shim techaser lanu ha-idiya she'anu mukhanim leknot chayim shlemim shel kedusha shemitzidam yeru ikor shel hakarat ha-tova labore kol itbarach liyot ha-amud shel kol darkei ha-shlemut ha-enoshit lo tuchal ha-Shabbat lavi lanu et piriyah. When can Shabbos properly affect us? When we know its ultimate purpose. If we don't realize it now, then we're not going to be able to properly thank Hashem. Because we just think Shabbos is what we have now. We don't realize ultimately what Shabbos is going to bring us to. This Chaim Shleimim of Kedusha. And therefore, Shabbos is a gift was placed on the Roe Naaman, the faithful shepherd, Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu. So he is obligated to tell us the value of Shabbos in the future, when it's going to reach its goal. In order that every Shabbos, we are able to acquire little pieces of that futuristic Kedusha that is going to be achieved by gathering all of the independent, detailed actions that were done by Knesset Yisrael through Shmira Shabbos in this long path until we come to the point of Yom Shekulo Shabbos. So the idea of the Tachlis itself is going to bring us to the Tachlis, because Shabbos shows us the Shleimus and Noshis HaGnuza B'Bakoach. Shabbos shows us the great potential that mankind has to live lives of complete Kedusha that has not yet been actualized because of sin. Had man not fallen, then we would never have Mizeas HaPecha Toch HaLochem. We wouldn't have to be Torech and Derech Eretz. It wouldn't say in Pirkei Avos, Toiv Torim Derech Eretz Shiyigiyas Shneim Mishkachas Avoin, that this makes us forget sin. No, we wouldn't need that. Right now we need it. Right now it's lechatchila, to learn, to work. That's man's shleimus. But that's not why man was created. Man was created to be totally immersed in Kedusha, that we shouldn't need all these malachos. It's only because of sin that man needs b'zeas apecha toch alechem. It's a curse. And then, when the time comes, we're going to have that oneg amiti. We're going to enjoy God's great bounty, His great, the great pleasures. So Shabbos reminds us what's going to be in the future. And then when we realize that, we realize what the tachlis of the world is, comes Shabbos, we're mamish going to be on a high, because we realize where this is going to bring us, what this symbolizes for us. But if we don't know about the future, we think Peseder, Shabbos, a little chillant, a little kugel, we go to sleep, we wake up, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Avdolah, and back to life. No! We have to know where Shabbos is going. Shabbat hi ot brit klali, kolel klal ha-Torah v'chol magamat p'nei ha-Kedusha al-Yonah gnuza. Shabbos has in it this hidden kedusha of everything, of all the futuristic pleasure we're going to have of Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And therefore it's important for us to know that now, so we can appreciate what the purpose of life is now and where it's going to bring us in the future. This world of Dveikus Bashem, of complete oneg, that's where we're going. Right now we need to work. Right now we need the malachas, Sheish Yisemin Tavod Yassis Kom Lachtech. In the future that's going to be an Avodas Hashem. And in the future, it's not going to be, right now it's an Avodas Hashem, but in the future, it's going to be Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Either Torah is Nitzchi, what are we going to do with Sheish Yisemin Tavod Yassis Kom Lachtech? It's going to have a different meaning. But in the future, we're going to have Yom Shekulo Shabbos, and we have to know that now. But it's only Bebeis Genazai. It's not the Shabbos we have now. But by knowing where it's bringing us, that it's only Bebeis Genazov, that will help us appreciate the ultimate tachlis of creation. Okay, so Siyata Deshmaya, we get a little bit more appreciation into what Shabbos is. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.